Hi guys, this is Jatin here. This is my first ever episode of recording a podcast. I'll be doing podcast on a different subject. But for today, what I'm here to talk about is anybody that is struggling with self-awareness, self-esteem, prioritizing shit, being assertive, and being aware of what they want to do with their lives. So I've just recently gone through this tiny bit of transformation, which I'm hoping that it would lead into a bigger transformation quite soon or at some point. What this basically means is that you need to be respectful for yourself, for your time, for your energy. You need to channelize your focus on things that actually matter and stop thinking about things that actually don't matter and are being actually pulling you downwards. So that's what it's about. Today's topic is the online social media content revolution. So gone are those days when you needed special equipment to reach out to your audience. All you need these days is an internet connection and a smartphone to begin with. I think talent display is becoming more and more viable, and everybody can see we're surrounded by numerous artistic independent YouTubers, online bloggers who are making their way. And there's so much positivity and helpfulness in the online culture. I mean, look at when you read these community blogs, these reviews, people are genuinely spending time to share their knowledge. And it is these people who get the most views, reads, clicks, or visits. People who put content creating as a priority before actually making money on it, they are the ones who are succeeding. Of course, money follows when your website is getting the most visits. It's natural phenomenon. You have to give first before you expect anything. I think this transition from the so-called specialization or industrialization or corporate houses to this more affordable and more personalized and the selfless domicile run factories is growing more and more. I would not be amazed to see big corporates struggling for their existence because of this. I mean, take an example. How many times have you found it more convenient to just Google and order something online than to go into a shopping mall, waste hours, get tired, frustrated because of losing patience, and finally buying something that you don't like as soon as you get home? It has happened to me a lot of times, and now I don't even think I'm going to the stores unless I have to. Everything is available online, from clothing, from grocery, books, music, movies, food, you name it. It's definitely a big change, and it's beneficial for both the customer and the provider. And the best part is we can actually be at both the ends. Unlike before, where if you want to be a provider, if you want to be a business owner, you have to invest a lot. You got to have that manpower. You got to have that experience. But now everything is available on your fingertips. Like I said, all you need is an internet connection and a smartphone. Not even a computer anymore. Of course, when you want to up your game, you want to have your computer, when you want to have a team of your own. But I think we are living in an amazing time. It's just awesome. I'm amazed to see all these examples. The more you read about it, the more you see the potential. And it's so catchy. I mean, you don't even know what you specialize in, but you just want to get involved in this. You want to find your passion because of this platform. See how inspiring this is. It's making you look for your passion. I don't think this has ever happened before.